Credits: a film by Noah and Yuli. Timepiece. In a bright bedroom, an alarm clock reads 8:54 a.m. A sticky note beneath it says, "Exam tomorrow." The view pulls back, revealing a person asleep face down at a cluttered desk, a pen between their fingers. An open textbook lies beside them. Sam, a teenage girl, with long, light brown hair and golden highlights, stirs and lifts her head, her dark green t-shirt wrinkled. She bolts from her desk and dashes into the bathroom, hurriedly brushing her teeth, then drying her face with a towel. In her bedroom, she dashes to the closet, grabs a black sweater, and hurriedly pulls it on over her white undershirt, her t-shirt falling to the floor. Sam stuffs the textbook into her backpack and rushes downstairs into the front hall. Standing on one foot, she puts on a pair of white and black shoes, then ties one of the laces. Outside, Sam wheels her bike through the back gate, then shuts it. At the front of the house, she hops on her bike and rides off, without a helmet. With her dark backpack strapped on, Sam pedals quickly down the tree-lined road, her long hair whipping in the wind. Sam pedals hard across a wide grassy area, then stops as she nears the bus stop, just as a bus pulls away. She frowns, then locks her bike to a thin tree. Sam eyes a bus schedule, then she makes her way over to the nearby bench, where she sets down her backpack and sits. Someone wearing red passes on a bike. Sam reaches into her pocket and pulls out her phone. She presses a button, but the screen remains dark. An old man in a light coat and dark flat cap suddenly appears beside her on the bench, startling her.
Something wrong? Sorry. Didn't mean to make you jump.
He smiles.
No, it's fine. I just didn't see you sit down.
Sam faces the road, eyes closed.
So, what's wrong?
Missed my bus for school.
Oh, important day?
Yeah. I had an exam.
When is it?
9.
The man checks his watch.
Oh, so you've missed it.
Sam nods, her gaze remaining averted.
I expect they'll let you retake it.
Sam frowns and shuts her eyes. Her backpack rests between her feet, surrounded by scattered leaves. His face wrinkled, the old man stares at her. He eyes a gold-plated watch on Sam's wrist.
That's a beautiful watch you have there.
Oh, thanks. Doesn't work, though.
Oh, that's a shame. When did you get it?
I was given it when I was born. My granddad wore it all his life.
That's nice. Is he a nice man?
I'm told he was.
Oh. I'm sure he'd be glad you kept that watch of his there.
They lock eyes. Sam traces the black leather strap of the watch with her thumb, then tucks both hands into the pockets of her zippered sweater. A gold and silver logo on the breast. She glances down the road to her right, then to the old man on her left. Sam shifts on the bench and turns to him.
Do you get this bus often?
She brushes hair from her face.
No, it's my first time.
Strange. I feel like I've seen you before.
Sam sits, staring fixedly at him.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see someone I haven't seen for a long time.
Oh, that's nice. An old friend?
He turns to face the teen.
Of sorts. I don't expect they'll remember me though.
It's been that long?
I'd like to have spent more time with them, but we were forced to part ways.
Why was that?
I ran out of time. Had to go elsewhere.
Sorry, you ran out of time?
Oh, look, your bus is here.
Oh. Right. Thank you.
Sam gets up from the bench, puts on her backpack, then takes a few steps toward the road.
It was nice talking to...
She turns. The old man is gone. A slip of paper rests on the bench. She grabs it just as the bus pulls in. The number on the front reads 505. The door opens, and she boards the bus. The words, Stagecoach Gold, mark the side of the bus as it drives off. A dark blue car follows a short distance behind. On the bus, Sam blinks, staring ahead with a blank expression. She pulls out the slip of paper and unfolds it to reveal a scrawled note. It reads, "Sometimes, the most distant memories can be the closest." Words at the bottom read, "Check your watch." She pulls back the sleeve of her jacket to reveal the watch on her wrist. Sam brings it up to her ear. Mouth agape, she removes the watch and stares at it, then at the note in her hands. She listens to the watch again. Sam lowers the watch, then leans to address a woman on the adjacent bench to her left.
Excuse me. You got the time?
Yeah, it is. It's 8:30.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sam turns back in her seat. She lowers her gaze to the note and watch, then flips the watch over. The time reads 10:10. She leans back and shuts her eyes. The screen goes black. Audio description narrated by Kyle Warwick Matthew. Credits, written by Noah Barrage. Directed by Noah Barrage and Yuli Fried. Cast, Sam, Amy Simons. Old Man, Robin Howden. Bus Lady, Nikki Barrage. Crew, producer, Noah Barrage. Cinematographer, Yuli Fried. Music, Dan Barrage, Noah and Yuli, Matthew Bourne. Credits continue. Text appears, dedicated to Pops and his watch.